Let's get this straight right from the start. Those are not the voices of the Austrian kids who wear the green pants made out of the curtains. But they are von Trapps. Sophia, Melanie, Amanda, and August, four young siblings, have been singing together for over a decade. Their great-grandparents were, in fact, the Captain and Maria von Trapp, whose story was told in The Sound of Music. But the younger von Trapps started singing as children, Austrian folk tunes, songs from the musical. But now they're finding their own sound as young adults. They've teamed up with Pink Martini on an album called Dream a Little Dream. And now the two groups are on the road together. Pink Martini and the von Trapps join us from the studios of Oregon Public Broadcasting in Portland. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Now, there are a lot of people in the room. Let's try and do quick introductions. Pink Martini, Thomas Lauderdale, and Shina Forbes. You're there, right?
Yes, we are.
And the von Trapps, you are not named Do, Re, Mi, Fa, and so on, right? Could you introduce yourselves?
Yes, my name is Sophie.
And I'm Melanie.
I'm Amanda.
I'm August.
Let me direct the first question to you. I mean, almost everyone in the world must think they know how your family started singing, right? With the Fräulein Maria, Do, Re, Mi. How did you individually start singing?
We actually started singing because our grandfather, who was portrayed as Kurt in The Sound of Music, the youngest boy, he would come to Montana and teach us folk songs. And at some point, he had a stroke and he wasn't able to come visit us anymore. So we thought we would record some of those songs and send it to him while he was in the hospital. And that's pretty much how we got started. We didn't really expect to go into a career in music.
Well, let me stop you at something, because I think the last glimpse millions of people got of your family, the von Trapp family, was, The Hills Are Alive and walking from Austria into Switzerland. Not Montana.
Right.
How did the family wind up in Montana?
When they escaped Austria, they actually went to Vermont and built their lodge there. And that's actually, I'm the eldest of the four of us, and that's where I was born. But then our dad moved us out to Montana when I was 2 years old, and that's where we essentially grew up. This beautiful mountainous, I guess from the Alps to the Green Mountains in Vermont to the Rocky Mountains in Montana.
And Thomas and Shina, you met the von Trapps over a Christmas tree?
The day after Thanksgiving, there's a lighting of the Christmas tree in Pioneer Courthouse Square in Portland, Oregon. And each year the band does this sort of provides the musical bed for a sing-along. Nearly 3 years ago, the symphony called up and they said, we have a concert tomorrow night with the von Trapps, but they're in town tonight. Can they come on stage with you?
At this point where we were deciding, should we continue singing or should we stop? And we asked Thomas, if you have any musical recommendations or just ideas of how we can recreate ourselves musically, that would be amazing. And he sent this beautiful song. You actually were just playing it at the beginning of the show, called In Stille Nacht by Brahms. It was magic, and we loved the music again.
After we'd sort of found two or three songs that we wanted to collaborate with Pink Martini on, Thomas said, hey, why don't you come to Portland for a few weeks and we'll record an album. 2 weeks turned into like 4 months, which turned into 6 months. And then we really haven't left since.
Thomas, Shina, Pink Martini was a multicultural mashup before we used either of those words as freely as we do now. Let's listen to the clip, Fernando. Some people still think of it as an ABBA song, but...
That was the original Swedish, and of all the languages that we've learned for this album and in the past, Swedish was so difficult. Hmm. Yeah, it was. There were some moments.
More so than Japanese, right. Chinese, Kenrwandan, Swedish was really difficult.
But that song was so fun.
you had been performing in multiple languages even before you met the Martinians,
right? Right. Well, this is Amanda. The Von Trapps are great-grandparents. What a lot of people don't know is that after they escaped Austria, they were traveling all over the world touring and singing. And when they would go to different countries, they'd learn a song there that meant a lot to the nation. And they would learn it in their language and perform it there. And then they'd come home and record it. And that was kind of something that we had picked up as well when we were traveling all over. And I think that's kind of why we always felt that we didn't really fit into a lot of genres and we didn't really fit into the normal industry classes, subclasses or definitions. And when we met Pink Martini, it had this moment where we thought, oh, what we're doing is not so weird. It's you can make it cool and kind of confirming of the things that we had done in the past. So it was a good feeling.
August, you've got three original songs on this album. Let's listen to one of them, Storm.
I want to be one of the storms falling over the sea. I want to rely, stars fiercer than Mars, smile back at me.
Does this song have a story?
Yeah, actually, when the rain would come through, as it often does, all the, you know, the clouds would just be beautiful and enormous, and basically that's the story. Just being really excited to be here in Portland and inspired by the weather.
Oh, and the clouds swirl, and all the world is waking with the wind, and when the waves furl, the sounds are.
We were actually just kind of giving singing lessons for a group of kids, and one of them asked August, she says, so when you're writing songs, do you look at a flower? And August looks back and is like, no, not a flower. I look at a cloud.
I've been building our way up to this song. I will explain, of course, we have the multicultural mashup. We have songs in I don't know how many languages on this album. We have original songs by the Von Trapps. There are a couple from the musical that everyone wants to hear. This is all a build-up to hearing The Lonely Goatherd.
Hi, honey, goes a lonely goatherd. Loud was the voice of the lonely goatherd.
Do you know who that male singer is?
It's Wayne Newton.
That's right.
You know, when we first started working on the album, I said, who are people that you know who are dynamic and fun? Because we should get them to play on the record. And when they said they knew Wayne Newton, I sort of flipped out.
I mean, from Donkashane to the Lonely Goatherd, what a career this man has had.
Right, yeah.
Pink Martini, 20 years old. I checked, that's more than twice the distance the Beatles covered together. What's the key? Or then again, keep it to yourself.
I think it's Portland. I think Portland is the key. Portland. Because, and Thomas has said this, if we lived in any other city, we would never have been able to do what we've done the way we've done it.
That's true.
Don't you think?
I think that's true. If we lived in New York, everybody would have had to have been in five different bands just to kind of pay the rent.
Yeah.
And I think also the fact that there are so many people in the band, like if you're not getting along with somebody, you can always hang out with somebody else.
Thomas Lauderdale, China Forbes, with Pink Martini, Sophia, Melanie, Amanda, and August. Did I miss any Von Trapps there?
No.
Okay. And all performing at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. next weekend and with the National Symphony Orchestra Pops. Wonderful speaking with all of you. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.